This is Sex Science Sunday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Have you heard about the latest science on making embryos glow in the dark? Neither has anyone else, except for one man. He's a Georgia state representative. He's Republican Tom Kirby, and one of his top issues on his website is the ethical treatment of embryos. And here's what he says. We in Georgia are taking the lead on this issue. Human life at all stages is precious, including as an embryo. We need to get out in front of the science and technology before it becomes something no one wants. The mixing of human embryos with jellyfish cells to create a glow-in-the-dark human, we say not in Georgia. This bill is about protecting human life while maintaining good, valid research that does not destroy life. Well, I'm not really sure I see how a glow-in-the-dark embryo would destroy life. And as cool as it might be to glow-in-the-dark, not really familiar with anybody doing any research into this subject. Now, a reporter asked him about this, and I asked him, well, why would someone want to mix human and jellyfish DNA? And the only thing he said he could think of was to make them glow-in-the-dark, even though he had to admit that he has no evidence that anyone in Georgia is trying to do this. He's just heard about it. And he said, it's time we either get in front of it or we're going to be chasing our tails. Which would be weird because jellyfish don't have tails. And I'm assuming a jellyfish human would have tentacles, not tails. Representative Tom Kirby is obsessed with human-animal hybrids, going back as far as 2013 when he posted a YouTube video about the subject. So Tom Kirby, standing up proudly to ban science that doesn't exist and he doesn't understand. He is, however, not the most embarrassing scientifically ignorant lawmaker. I think that award has to go to Republican Idaho Representative Vito Barbieri. He asked a doctor testifying before the House State Affairs Committee whether a woman could have a remote gynecological exam by swallowing a tiny camera. I guess he'd always heard that little babies grow inside mommy's tummy. Idaho representatives are working on legislation that would ban telemedicine abortions entirely, even though in the state, no one offers that service. Now, don't get me wrong, Barbieri is all for telemedicine, even though he clearly doesn't really have any understanding of it whatsoever, except when it comes to abortion for women. And that, he says, has to be hands-on, which I'm guessing is the default position he has whenever it comes to women. He also sits on the board of a crisis pregnancy center. These CPCs are known for providing women with scientifically inaccurate information. Now, certainly, there are times when they know that this information is scientifically inaccurate. But at least I think we can say with Barbieri that in his case, it is truly that he is so profoundly stupid on these issues. And shows why legislators shouldn't be making medical decisions. We give him the award right now for the most scientifically illiterate state representative. I'm sure he will be surpassed in a matter of days. All of the scientific research shows that there is no difference between women being prescribed an abortion pill in person or a woman who consults a doctor remotely via telemedicine. And these doctors don't want to go into the state of Idaho. It's a dangerous, crazy place. It's safer for the doctor to do it remotely. Nonetheless, this remarkable collection of scientific illiterates are most likely to vote to ban telemedicine abortions. The biggest news this week, though, is about an AIDS drug. Well, it's at this point still an AIDS drug candidate, but it looks like it could be a very, very effective alternative for a vaccine for HIV. Now, this is a protein that blocks infection by keeping the virus from binding to the immune cells that are the virus's target. So it's technically not a vaccine, but it would have the same result. They've done tests on monkeys, and it has been effective on even the most virulent strains of HIV, and even the simian version, SIV. Because of HIV's ability to mutate rapidly, you want the widest spectrum you can possibly get. And so far, this has been effective against everything that they've thrown at it. There's so many strains of HIV. When you try to use antibodies, they're not effective against everything. You need something that's really kind of effective against everything. Ultimately, this protein could offer an effective HIV vaccine alternative. And a lot of other researchers are also very, very excited about this. This is the closest we have come to defeating this very, very complex disease. Of course, the big question is, will this work as well in human beings? The human trials are expected to begin within a year. And this is the most promising solution that I've seen so far, and something we've been following very closely for a long, long time. The research was published in the February 18th online edition of Nature.